not good enough just to inspire yourself. Welcome to Chanukah Meditations. Tonight is the seventh night of Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach. One of the interesting laws with Chanukah is this concept we refer to as Pirsumei Nisa, the publicity of the miracle. It's not just enough to light Chanukah candles, the Chanukiah, in your own home, which you should do, that's the main mitzvah. But, for example, every afternoon during Chanukah, when we say the afternoon service in shul, we light a Chanukah candle. We light a Chanukah menorah. Public Chanukah lightings. When we have a function, we light the Chanukah candles. We talk about it. You would have noticed people drive around with their car with Chanukah menorahs on top. Why? Because it's all got to do with this idea of publicizing the miracles, which we do on Chanukah with such great emphasis, much more even than on Purim or on Pesach, which are also festivals of miracles. And one of the ideas is that Chanukah is about candles, about light, it's about inspiration. But there are two ways to inspire, there are two ways to lift ourselves up. One is to light our own Chanukah candles, inspiring ourselves, perhaps inspiring our own families, which is beautiful. But that's not the Jewish way. Of course, we have an obligation to inspire ourselves. Of course, each of us have our own obligation to ourselves and to our families. That comes first. But it doesn't stop there. Because Kol Yisrael Aravim Zeh Bazeh, we are all responsible for each other. We are all given a power to inspire in a different, unique way. And we have to publicize that, inspire others, bring them along for the journey. Whenever we meet someone, remember we have two choices. We can bring them down or we can lift them up. That's a personal leadership role. We can lift other people up. We have the power. It could be a smile. It could be a good morning. It could be telling them an inspiring story. It could be encouraging them to do something better for themselves, physically or spiritually. It could be teaching them. It could be encouraging them. But we all have the power to take the inspiration that we give to ourselves and our family, hopefully, and to extend it to others, inspiring others. So for tonight, I want you just to close your eyes. First of all, think about inspiration. Think about feeling uplifted. That, just feel what that means. Visualize it. Try feel the sensation that when you're upbeat, when you're inspired, when you want to do something more, when you want to grow. Just try and feel that for moments. You went to a talk and it was uplifting. You went to a kumzitz and it was inspirational. Something amazing happened that inspired you. A rabbi gave a drosha and it was uplifting. Just think of that. You're inspired, perhaps you shared it with your spouse, your children, came back excited. It's your personal miracle where you suddenly feel you've been lifted up beyond yourself. Have you publicized the miracle? Think of one person who needs a lift, who needs to be uplifted. Just think, stop for a moment and think of one person who you could have an inspiring influence on. Resolve to meet that person or give that person a call and to share with them some of your inspiration. Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle. Now, friends, if we took time every day just to inspire one person, it would be such an unbelievable world. Let's take the Chanukah message, listen to the Chanukah story, and make a conscious effort to lift someone else up beyond your family, someone else's family, someone in the community. Find a way to just lift their spirits and have a Chanukah Sameach.